We're going to continue our introduction, our overview of Kodshim. We're here almost at the end of Amud Yud Zayin. And yesterday we discussed the psul of Baal Mum. We spoke about a Mum Over, a Mum Kavua. We had a discussion about the differences between those two categories as they may impact on Pidgin. And now we're going to discuss another psul of karma, which is called Zrika Shalobim Koma. The Torah specifies in each case, in each karban, exactly where on the Mizbeach the Zrika has to be implemented. And here we have a machlokes in the sugya in Zvachim, on Daf Chav Vav, whether Zrika Shalobim Koma, Kim Koma Dami, or Lav Kim Koma Dami. In other words, Kim Koma Dami means that we're going to derive from a special Yalfusa in the Torah that even if the Zrika was not done in its proper place, as long as the Dam reaches the Mizbeach is an entity, a totality, and that's going to generate the Kapar HaKarban. What is the Yalfusa? Where is the source for this? The Pasuk says, Vayikra Perek Yud Zayin, Vanina Sativ Lachem, Al HaMizbeach Lachaper. Al HaMizbeach is a separate ribui to tell me that the Mizbeach as an entity can generate the Kapara. Kevan Shegi Adam LaMizbeach, Niskapru Bailin. It doesn't matter exactly where on the Mizbeach, if it's above the Chut HaSikra, which means on the top half of the Mizbeach, if it's on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Theoretically, this might apply even to those Matanos that are required on the Kronos. And the Gemara says that if you hold Kim Komo Domi, then the Zrika is a Zrika Mechaperes, even though it's Shalobim Koma. However, let's not jump the gun, because there's another dimension to Kapara, and that's really not as far as the Bailim is concerned, in terms of whether or not they have fulfilled their obligation, do they have to replace it with another Karban. As far as that's concerned, we say Kim Komo Domi. But the other dimension is what we call the next stage in the avod as far as the carbon itself is concerned. And that is called Haktaras HaImurim. And therefore, the Imurim are psulim. Again, we said many times that Haktaras HaImurim is not likuva. It's not a critical, indispensable part of the Kaparas HaBailim. So here's a case where even though the Imurim are available, they're intact, and therefore they lend themselves to Haktar al Gabi Eish HaMizbeach, but nevertheless, they will not be brought on the Eish HaMizbeach, despite the fact that the carbon is Mechaper, and that's called Zrika Shalomim Koma. So we have two dimensions. We have the Zrika Sadam, and that generates Kapar because of the Aloch of Mizbeach, as we discussed, and then we have another Aloch of Kapar Sabailim. Have the Bailim fulfilled their obligation? And as far as the Mizbeach is concerned, that's all we need for the Kaparas HaBailim. That's all we need for the Bailim to have fulfilled their obligation. They have no requirement or obligation to bring another replacement carbon. But in terms of the carbon itself, meaning the Emurim, they become possible because we need the Zrika Bimkoma to allow the next stage in the Avodah, which is Haktoras HaImurim. So it's really a fascinating breakthrough, according to this man, the Omer of Kim Komo Domi, that despite the fact that the carbon is Mechaper, but nevertheless the Imurim are out. They are possible. Now, if you hold that Zrika Shalomim Koma Lav Kim Komo Domi, that means the carbon is completely possible. The Zrika itself could not possibly generate a kapara because the Torah requires a certain makom, and therefore the Bailim are now going to have to bring a replacement karma. We paskin that Shalobim Koma Kim Koma Domi, again, that's only vis-a-vis the kaparas HaBailim because the entire Mizbeach is one entity, but with regard to the Emurim and the Hemsheich Avodas HaKarba, the carbon is posel, there was no Zrika that would allow for the Haktaras HaImurim. Next, if you hold that Zrika Shalobim Koma, Lav kimakomo dami. What do we do with the dam? The dam was sprinkled, shall we say, in the wrong place on the Mizbeach, too high, too low, on the Kronos, below the Kronos, whatever it might be. So one man, the Omer, says, Yasfenu, which means that the Zrika is completely meaningless, the Karban is possible, because we're going according to the Amad the Omer, Lav Kimakom Adami. And basically, you know what you have to do here. If it's Ein Toras Zrika Klal, you have to collect the dam that was put on the wrong, mistakenly on the wrong part of the Mizbeach. And what you're going to have to do is start your Zrika all over again. Again, this is all conditional on the fact that the dam is available for Yasfenu. But the kula of Yasfenu is that the Zrika per se, meaning the dam, the Maisa Zrika is possible, but the Chefta of the dam is not possible. The dam is still sanctified with its full-fledged Kedusha, and what we're missing is the Avod of Zrika, because Shalobim Koma ki Shalobim Koma. It is exactly what it is. So where was your Zrika Bim Koma? It's gone. But that's not a psul in the dam. There's no psul of Lina, there's no psul of Chutzul Zmano, Chutzul Koma. The dam is alive and well, so to speak. If you can gather together the dam and reinstitute or repeat your Zrika, that's fine. That's called Yasfenu. Then we have a second Madiyom who says, Lo Yasfenu. It means that the dam is completely out. Why? Okay, I admit that his Rika was not effective and it would not generate a Kapar's Karban, but why is the dam itself possible in a case where he can redo the Zrika? And here the Gemara comes up with a concept called Mizbeach Kolet. That means that the Mizbeach now, so to speak, takes over the dam and is unwilling to let go of its grasp on the dam. Meaning that the dam and its Rika has only one shot, literally one shot. And if you mess up on that one shot, then whatever you did with the dam, you did with the dam, and it's impossible to do anything else with the dam. Now, the paradox here is that if you hold Lo Yasfenu, it means that the Zrika is a Zrika. That sounds paradoxical. You would have thought that if you hold Lo Yasfenu, that's because the Zrika is completely meaningless. It doesn't register at all. No, we're holding now that the Zrika is a Zrika, and it's a Zrika that passes the dam. You hear the paradox we're both saying. Dafka, because the Zrika is considered a Zrika, according to this Madi Omar, even though it's Shalobim Koma, and even though we're holding Shalobim Koma, Kilobim Koma Domi, and the Bailim, if we can't reiterate the Zrika, they're going to need another Karban. And we're talking about a case where we cannot halachically repeat the Zrika, although we can gather the dam off the Mizbeach and sprinkle it a second time on the Mizbeach, but we're not allowed to do so. Why? Because this was a Zrika. It was a Zrika of the dam, Shalobim Koma. And that generates a psul in the Cheftz of the dam, such that now he cannot use that dam a second round for Zrika al-Gabim Mizbeach. So therefore, let's just read the language again. He says, Zrika zu is kaime toras Zrika. This is a Zrika. Le'inyan sheine yochel lizrok es adam v'mokom acher, in its right place, kidin zdam shenizrak kfar al mizbeach. So the dam was already on the mizbeach. The mizbeach was kolet, and there's no possibility of a Zrika b'mokom acher because the Zrika was a Zrika, the Mizbeach received the Zrika, and the Dam doesn't lend itself to a second Zrika in a different Makom. He says, even according to the man, the Yavu says, Lo Yasfena, Im Nishar Dam Bitsavar Shadai Lonis Kamel. The Zrika Shalobim Koma generates issues as far as the Dam, which was Niklad Al Gabim's Be'er Shalobim Koma. But it doesn't pass on the Karma. Now you'll ask me, well, if Shalobim Koma, Shalobim Koma, so how could the Karm possibly be kosher? The answer is he's got still more dam. There's dam in the tzavar. He could receive that dam. And now he could do a Kabbalah Saddam, a Zrika Saddam Bakashru, so that he can get it straight this time, get it right, and be Zorikibim Koma. The Eina Nechsheves Kizrika Shnia, Mishum Shizrika Rishona Eina Zrika Machaperes, Ulafichach Lonas Adam Shabitzavar Shirayim. Normally we have halacha that whatever dam was not received at the time of the Shechita in the Mizrak, that dam is considered what he calls Dam Shirayim. And Shirayim is a different status. It doesn't have the status of dam that lends itself to Zrika. Here in this case, it's not called Shirayim because there was no Zrika. Although again, we said there was a Zrika and Niklad al Gabi Mizbeach, but since it wasn't a Zrika Mechaperes, therefore the dam left in the Tzavah does not get the status of Shirayim, but rather it's dam that lends itself to a Zrika. Now he quotes the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim writes that according to the Man D'Yomer, who says Lav Bimkomo Domi is Gam Im Nishar Dam Shekvar Niskabel because Yochel Zorka B'Kashrus Shegam Dam Ze Eino Nasa Shirayim. Meaning Yesh Lachkar. You can tell me that the dam that's left in the Tzara Behema, that's not called Shirayim because there was no Zrika Mechaperes. But as far as the dam in the Kos, meaning in the Mizrak, if there's any leftover dam that wasn't sprinkled on the Mizbeach, that dam for sure is Shirayim. Nay, even that dam is not Shirayim, because as far as the dinam of Shirayim is concerned, we don't recognize this Zrika as a valid Zrika, with Shalomim Koma, and it doesn't generate that shame Shirayim. Again, dam Shirayim cannot be Mechaper, but this dam is not dam Shirayim, because Dam Shirayim is only if you have one Zrika, now you want to do a second Zrika with the leftover vestige of Dam, that you can't do, that's called Shirayim. But here, this is not a second Zrika, it's really the first Zrika. And this, by the way, you can universalize this kind of issue in Kol Tarkula. What happens when only the first action is valid, not the second? What happens if he invalidates the first action? Does the second action now fill its place and it becomes the first? So if you have a psul in Shirayim, which is the second Zrika, that only applies if there was a first Zrika. But if the first Zrika is considered an Eino Zrika Rishona as far as generating Shirayim is concerned, the second Zrika with the Dam that's not Shirayim is now valid and generates Kapar. So just to summarize, if you hold that Zrika, Shalomim Koma, Kibu Koma, Dami, then the Bailim are in good shape. They can be very calm, and even though the Zrika was done Shalomim Koma, they have an automatic guaranteed Kapara. The Emurim, that's a problem. If you hold Lav Kibu Koma, Dami, then the Bailim are in trouble, but the ball game is not over. There are a number of possibilities that still they could generate and achieve kapara. For example, it could be if you hold Yasfenu, that there's a possibility of just gathering the dam together and doing a second Zrika. If you hold Lo Yasfenu, that's not an alternative, it's not a possibility, because the Mizbech is kolit. So that dam is forevermore engraved in that part of the Mizbech, which is Shalom Koma. But there's another possibility that he may have extra dam. And here again, it splits into two. He may have vestige of dam in the Mizrach that was already received in the dam, in the Mizrach on the immediately with the Shechita, or he may have dam that's still in the Tzavra Behema, and now the Kohen could rectify his mistake by receiving the dam in the Tzavar. And even though you'll ask me, well, since we say lo yasfenu, which means that the first Zrika was a Zrika, and it generated a Klitas HaMizbeach, and therefore there's no possibility of a second Zrika, so why is dam in a Tzavar? Why is it kosher for Zrika? Actually, it should be Shirayim. And the answer is, it's only Shirayim when we can register the first Zrika as the Zrika Rishona, and it's part of the Avodas HaKarmon. In this case, Shalomim Koma, it's not a Zrika Rishona, therefore the second Zrika, meaning we're not Dam and a Tzavu, or Dam and a Kos, is not considered Shirayim. Now he quotes a Machlokas Rishonim about Klitas HaMizbeach. What does this concept of Klitas HaMizbeach mean? One approach is to say that the Mizbeach is Makadesh, even something that's possible. So if I hold Shalomim Koma is Shalomim Koma, then the Dam now, at least that dam that was applied to the Mizbeach, Shalom Koma, is possible. And therefore, we have halacha called Klitas Mizbeach. Now, wait a second. Klitas Mizbeach means that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh Psulim. So what's going on over here? Listen carefully. He says, Lefichach, Kidesh HaMizbeach Es Adam LeKolto, V'yim Kein Ein Din Zed Nachon El L'shitas From Gamliel Asover Shegam B'dam Shayach Im Olu Lo Yerdu. In other words, we have a shita here of Rabbi Gamliel. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, we're not going to understand the context of Klitas Mizbeach here. Why? Because if you're identifying Klitas Mizbeach as Mizbeach Mekadesh Psulin, then according to Rabbi Gamliel, we apply him Olu Lo Yeredu. Olu Lo Yeredu means that something that went on to the Mizbeach and it was possible, then we're going to accept it. So what are you going to tell me? The Mizbeach was Mekadesh Psulim Adarava. If the Mizbeach was Mekadesh Psulim, then according to Rabbi Gamliel, is Im Olu Lo Yeredu. You see here, we're now applying and setting up a relationship between two different principles in Kodshim. And when you integrate the two, you come up with a very paradoxical conclusion. We're going now, according to the Man Yomer, who holds that lav kimakomo domi, which means that the Mizbeach was kolet, and therefore, since there was a kiyum zrika on the first zrika, as we called it, which is not really the first zrika vis-a-vis the shirayim, but it means that the zrika registered as the zrika shalobim koma, and the dam registered as dam sheniklat al gabi Mizbeach Shalomim Koma. But that only makes sense if you hold him Olu Yeredu. But if you have another principle in Kachim, which is Rabbi Gamliel's famous principle of him Olu Yeredu, we'll see all the implications of that principle, which are very fundamental in Kachim, then once you hold there was a Klitas Mizbeach, then it's already him Olu. Then the Mizbeach already has gathered in, so to speak, this Dam, and then it should be Mechaper. So that means that according to those Rishonim who identify klitas mizbeach, as mizbeach mekadesh psulim, that becomes problematic, because then this whole business about shalokim komon, cannot be reconciled with Rav Gamliel, who holds im olu lo yerd. However, there's another interpretation of klitas hamizbeach which will allow for reconciliation even with Rav Gamliel, and that is shklitas mizbeach eino mishum sha mizbeach mekadesh psulin v'yemkein din zehu lekuliyam. That klitas mizbeach is not because of the power of the mizbeach to take something that would have been possible and be mekadesh it, but rather klitas mizbeach means that it has an impact on the maisa's rika, not on the dam itself, but on the maisa's rika, such that it undermines the maisa's rika if it was shalom b'mkoma. That's what klitas mizbeach means. If that be the case, then it could be reconciled even with the shita of Rav Gamliel. We're up to Daf Samach, and let me just give a quick recap of the main highlights of yesterday's shiur, which I hope you heard, such that we can move forward today. We have a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. In a case where a person has two machshavos, hasosros zu es zu. In other words, two machshavos that are mutually exclusive. In the case of Korban Pesach, he has machshav l'shem shlomim and a machshav l'shem Pesach. Those two machshavos are mutually exclusive. Rabbi Yossi applies the principle of tfos lashon al gemar dvar of other mitzvahs. That means that we're going to validate even his last machshava. And I emphasize the word even. I mean, he's not coming to exclude the first machshava. So, for example, if he started with a machshava of shalom lishmo, which means in the case of Pesach, l'shem shlomim, that's going to immediately and automatically passel the korban, even though later on he had a machshava lishmo, l'shem Pesach. In the reverse case, however, here we need Rabbi Yossi. He started with a machshava of l'shem Pesach. He had the right machshava. And then he had a machshava l'shem shlom. And according to Rabbi Yossi, af b'gmar dvorav adam nitfas, which we said applies to tmura. If he says harezu tmuras ola and tmuras shlomim, he's going to have to split the carbon in half. It's going to be both a tmura shlom and a tmuras ola at the same time. So the Rabbi Yossi fits in very well with our Mishnah, because if at the end of the day he had a machshava shalol l'shma, af b'gmar dvarav adam nitfas, and that would passel the korban. However, the issue is, how do we reconcile our Mishnah with Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir holds that tfos lashon rishon, we're only interested in his first machshava. So if he says harezu tmuras ola, it doesn't matter what machshava he has afterwards, it becomes a tmuras ola from head to toe. In our Mishnah, we have a real problem. Bishlam, I understand, according to Rabbi Meir, if he started with a machshava shalol lishma el shem shlomim, we understand why the Mishnah invalidates the Korban Pesach, because tfos lashon rishon. But what about the opposite case? Let's say he started with a machshava l'shem Pesach, and then he switched his mode of thinking. He had a machshava basof l'shem shlomim, which is l'shmo and shalo l'shmo. Well, in that case, according to Rabbi Meir, the korban should be kosher because it's tfos lashon rishon. So the Gemara answers that this depends upon Rav Papa. Rav Papa vacillates whether our Mishnah is talking about avoda achas or shtei avodos. It's not clear from the Mishnah. We have two possible approaches to the Mishnah. One approach is to say that he changed his mind in the middle of that same avoda, whether it be shchita, whether it be kabbalah, whether it be zrika, whatever it might be. Then we have a real serious problem if we want to try to reconcile that Mishnah with Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir's tfos lashon rishon will not work out in the case where he began with a machshava L'shem Pesach, l'shma, and then he changed his mind, he had a machshav l'shem Shalom. That's fine, but in the opposite case, we had a machshava. Oh, I'm sorry. So again, if he had a machshava poselis first, then tfosel shirishon, and the carbon is posel. If he had a machshava initially l'shem Pesach, so we don't understand tfosel shirishon, why should the carbon be posel when he changed his mind? But if we're talking according to Rapapa's second sad, about machshavina and mi avoda lavoda, that we're talking about a machshava in one avoda and the opposite machshava in another avoda, then we can reconcile our Mishnah with Rabbi Meir, and we will treat and define each avoda as a separate independent entity, and he had only one machshava with regard to that avoda. So let's say he had a machshava slishma l'shem Pesach in Shechita. Let's fast forward to Zrika. In Zrika, he had a machshav l'shem Shlomim. Then even Rabbi Meir would say, Tfos l'shavisha is not enough to be machshav the carbon because the avodas hazrika is a separate independent entity. Vis-a-vis Zrika, he had a total machshav l'shem Shlomim, meaning a machshav shalo l'shmo, and that's why the Mishnah passes the carbon. So at this point, the Gemara says that Rapapa vacillated back and forth. Is the Mishnah talking about a case where within one avodah he changed his mind? And if that be the case, our Mishnah is against Rabbi Meir. Or is the Mishnah talking about a case where he had two different avodos and contradictory machshavos during the two avodos? And then we can reconcile our Mishnah with Rabbi Meir that even in the case where his Shechita L'Moshel was L'Shem Pesach, but his Rika was L'Shem Shlomim, Rabbi Meir would agree that the carbon is possible, and Tfos L'Shavishan is not going to apply here because Tfos L'Shavishan, as we said before, is only within one Avod. So let's see where we're up to for today. And if you take a look at Toshma, which is, let's see, we'll count down, I'd say about 10 lines down. Toshma HaPesach. So the first word in the line is HaPesach. Now, in order to appreciate this Toshma, let's go back to the Mishnah. It's very important that we label the Mishnah as Reisha and Seifa. So the Reisha of the Mishnah says that HaPesach Sheshchato Shalo Lishmo V'Kibel V'Hilech V'Zorek Shalo Lishmo O She Lishmo V'Shalo Lishmo O Shalo Lishmo V'Lishmo Posel. Now notice that the Mishnah sort of lumps together all the Avodos as if he had those machshavos for all the avodos, right? Because it says shachto, and then it says v'kibel, and then it says v'hilech, and then it says v'zorak. And l'chora, when we're talking about a machshava shalo l'shmo, then it doesn't matter whether he had the same machshava shalo l'shmo in all four avodos. If he had a machshava shalo l'shmo in one of the four avodos, ipso facto, that would passel the karmon. So again, we're going to go back and forth, you know, read over the Mishnah over and over again in order to figure out these Toshmas, because the Gemara is going to go through a very tedious process of trying to interpret this Mishnah and all its details. HaPesach Sheshchato Shelo Lishmo V'Kibel V'Hilach V'Zorak Shelo Lishmo. Gemara says, Hechi Dami. Are we supposed to read this Mishnah literally? Translate it literally? That he had these makshavas throughout all the four avodos? And this is the makshava shalom l'shma? Hechi Dami. Ine mekiriktani. If we interpret the Mishnah the way it's written, meaning a literal translation of the Mishnah, and he had a machshava shelo lishma in all the avodos, shchita kamal sedam alocha zrika, is then lovely ad machashiv lekulu. Why is the psul of the karmon contingent on the fact that he had a machshava posels in all the avodos? Mikamaisa ifsole. The very moment that he had a machshava shelo lishma in the first avoda, which is shchita, that would automatically pasul the karmon. He doesn't have to add insult to injury and have again a machshava poseles during the balance of the avodos, kabbalah and olach and zrika. The karma becomes pasul ipso facto the moment that the shchita was shelo lishma. And therefore, we're going to have to reinterpret the Mishnah. El alav, we have no choice, but hachik toni. Ha pesach, sheshchato shelo lishmo. So the shchita was shelo lishmo. E nami, meaning we're going to add an O to the Mishnah. We don't have an O in our Mishnah. Shchato lishmo vekibel vehilech vizorek shelo lishmo. In other words, in one of the other avodos, he had a machshava shelo lishmo. So, for example, he shechted lishma, but the Kabbalah, or the Halacha, or the Zrika was shalol lishma. Inami, shchato, v'kibel, v'hilech lishma, v'zarak shalol lishma. Just choose one of the avodos, and the Mishnah is passeling the karba, and the karba is totally invalid. Why? Because in one of the avodos, he had a machshava shalol lishma. The logic of the Gemara is that we are in an either-or situation. There's no middle ground here. Either we add the V'O, or we leave it as such with a Vav HaMachaveh. What does that mean? If we leave the Mishnah as is, without tampering with it, and the Vav is a Vav HaMachaveh, then you're telling me that not only did he have a Machshava Shelo Lishma during Shechita, but he had a Machshava Shelo Lishma during Kabbalah, Halach, and Zrika. That doesn't make a bit of sense, because the very moment that he had a Machshava Shelo Lishma in Shechita, the Karban is possible. Now we have another possibility of adding the word O. There's no middle ground over here in the Gemara at this point. O means that he had a Machshava Shelo Lishma in one of the various avodos. So you see very carefully and very clearly that the Mishnah is allowing split machshavos, meaning different machshavos for different avodos. And therefore, we come to the conclusion that if the stira, the contradiction in his machshavos, were in different avodos, then even though he began with the right machshava, meaning l'shem Pesach, now that in another avoda, he changed his machshava to a machshava l'shem shlomo, machshava poseles, the karban is possible. So once we clarify that the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about two machshavas asosros, meaning in two different avodos, then the Gemara wants to claim we have to be able to be consistent and apply that premise or that scenario, that ukimta, to the sefer of the Mishnah as well. And therefore, Ema Sefer, Lishmo Vishalo Lishmo, Hechi Dami. What's the case? E Nema Shtei Avodos. If you're going to argue that the Machshava of Lishmo was in one Avoda and the Shalo Lishmo was in a different Avoda, then you're basically repeating exactly what it says in the Sefer, word for word. Hainu Reisha. Right? We said that the Reisha was talking about a case where the Shechita was L'shem Pesach, but one of the other Avodos was L'shem Shlomit. And the Mishnah invalidates the Korban Pesach. Now you're telling me, Shlishmo v'shalo lishmo, again in the case of two different Avodos, that the carbon is possible. Well, that's exactly what we just said in the ratio. The ratio was that he had a machshava haposelis in one of the avodos. So he started out on the right foot. He had a shchita with a machshava l'shem Pesach. But, says the Mishnah, he had a shalol l'shma l'shem shlomim in one of the other avodos. Well, that's exactly what the Sefer says as a repeat of l'shmo v'shalol l'shmo, the carbon is possible. even though he started with the right foot, as we said before. Elolav, we have no option here to justify the Sefer, meaning that the Sefer is not wasted ink and it's coming to Milchadish something, unless we assume it's Avodah Achas. Ah, if it's Avodah Achas, then the Mishnah is telling me, Lafuke Rabbi Meir, to the exclusion of Rabbi Meir, that if within one Avodah he has a stir in Machshava, then we're going to take the Machshava Posels and pass the Karbon, even if that Machshava Posels comes at the end of that Avodah. So within one Avodah, he started with a Machshava on the right foot, and then he ended it on the wrong foot. And the Mishnah says that the Karbon is Posel, that's against Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir would say, certainly in one Avodah, Tfos Lashon Risha. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi, our Mishnah can only make sense according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds Afdigmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas, so that the Machshava at the beginning and the Machshava at the end are both valid Machshavas. We have to integrate them in our Reizu Tumur Zola, Reizu Tumur Shlomim. The animal becomes a schizophrenic, and it's half Ola and half Shlomim. And here in our case, there's no schizophrenia here. The carbon is possible, period. Because at the end of the day, when he got to the end of the Avoda, whatever that Avoda it is, he had a Machshava Haposelas. L'shem Shlom. In Shechita, by the way, this makes a lot more sense. I mean, Shechita takes a little bit of time. Not much. I mean, Halacha Halacha is not bad either. Maybe you could say it's extended over a period of time. But Kabbalah, I don't know, where you'd have, you know, Tchilas HaMachshava, Sof HaMachshava, in one Avod of Halacha, I don't know. So now the Gemara is at a crossroads, because Rav Papa vacillated back and forth about our Mishnah, which means he had a possibility that our Mishnah is talking about Shtei Avodos. Well, if our Mishnah is addressing the case of Shtei Avodos, then we're back to the Gemara's question, the objection, well, the Sefer is nothing more than a reiteration of the Reisha. So Gemara says, lo, li olam b'shtei avodos. And if it's shtei avodos, then what was the Mishnah Mechadish and the Sefer that we didn't know from the Reisha? And the answer is, now we're introducing a whole new concept called Mechashmim me'avodo li'avodo. Now it's normally the Kohen, when he's doing Avoda X, he has a Machshava for that Avoda. What happens if the Kohen, while he's occupied with Avoda X, he has already a Machshava for Avoda Y? Or, you know, better I would say it like this. He has a Machshava during Avoda W for Z. I mean, W, X, Y, Z. So let's take Shechita. So during the Shechita, he's already thinking about what the Zrik is going to be. And that could be Chutzim Komo, Chutzim Zmano, or it could be a Psul Bailim. So at the time of the Shechita, he has in mind that he's going to do the Zrika for a different Karbon, a different Zman, a different, you know, Chutzim Zmano, Chutzim Komo, or for a different Bailim. And do we say that that Machshava at the time of W for Z is meaningful? And in this case, meaningful means it's a Machshava Poselis. So he says the following. Leolam b'shtei avodos nifrados. We're talking about two separate avodos. Veresha, the Mishnah at the beginning, is talking about Pesach Shachto Shalol Lishma, is the Koi b'shchita become a Chashi b'shchita. He's shechting the Karbon. He's thinking about shechting it for the purpose of shlomim. He has a machshavas psul during the shechita. Inami dekoy bizrika v'kamachashi bizrika. It could be a case where he had the machshava, the right machshava at the time of the shechita l'shem Pesach, and then when he gets to the zrika, he has in mind l'shem shlomim. Okay. That's the ratio. And let me add that according to that, even Rabbi Meir would agree that the carbon is possible because each avoda is a separate avoda. So we're talking about shtei avodas. Now we have to get to the Sefer. The Sefer seems to be reiterating the same thing. Ah, Sefer the Koy B'Shchita V'Kachashim B'Zrika. At the moment that he's shechting the Karbon, he's already having in mind that the Zrika should be L'Shem Shlomim. I'm not sure the psychology and why he would be motivated to do so. Maybe he has two patrons over here who are, you know, paying him in Truma, and he wants to satisfy both of them. So he says, all right, I'll do the Shechita for Reuven. He needs a Karban Pesach. And I'll do the Zrika, when I get to it, on behalf of Shimon, who needs a Karban Shlomim. Anyway, the bottom line is, at the time of the Shechita, he already had in mind the Machshava Poselos for Zrika. At the time of Shechita. The Amar Hareini Shochet Es HaPesach L'Shmo. But what am I going to have in my mind? What does he have in his mind? Lizrok es domo l'shem shlomim, shalom l'shmo. At the time of the Zrika, I'm sorry, at the time of the Shechita, he already has a machshava poselas for the Zrika. The Kamash Malan, now the Sefer of the Mishnah, is breaking new ground with a gevaldige, an unbelievably fundamental, far-reaching conclusion. A new principle, which is called Mechashvim Me'avoda Li'avoda, that the Torah recognizes the Machshava that you had during one Avoda for another Avoda. V'hainu Baya D'Rav Papa. Now, interesting. It's a little bit misleading here, because when it says Hainu, this is the Baya, the Sofik of Rav Papa, that's not the Sofik of Rav Papa here in our Mishnah. That's a Sofik or a Papa in Menachos about whether we say Mechashvin Me'avoda L'Avoda. Now, those of you who were learning Zvachim with me, you may remember a sugi about Mechashvin Me'avoda L'Avoda in Zvachim Daf Yud. And Rav Papa vacillates back and forth about Mechashvin Me'avoda L'Avoda. And now we're saying that Mechashvin Me'avoda L'Avoda, and therefore his machshav at the time of the Shechita for the sake of a Zrika Shalol Lishma is going to passel the Karb. Now, I would like to add here one or two notes. He says, Omnam hayamakom lomar sheha Mishnah Chazra v'shmias ha-seifa k'dei she'b'loshen ha-tana b'reisha yitochin l'faresh kevin she'loshen ha-reisha. He says that maybe the seifa is coming to clarify the reisha, because the loshen ha-reisha is not 100% clear. You could have said that it's a case where he shechted it stam and he was zorek shelo lishma. He didn't have any machshava whatsoever during his shechita, but when he got to the Zrika, he had a machshava poseles. Shebezev vadei hu mochiach shegam hashechita isa shelo lishma. Ve'ilu b'seifa medubar bi'ofen sheshochat b'meforosh lishmo v'zorak shelo lishmo. So why is that a chiddush? V'chiddushu af biofen zeh machshavas apsul mafkir midei hechshar hakorban. Oh, I see. In other words, there's a difference between a machshava stam and a machshava haposeles. Let me say it better. There's a difference between a machshava stam and a machshava machshira. And we could have said that the Mishnah in its Reisha is addressing a case where at the time the Shechita has a machshava stam, and the reason why the Karban is posel is because when he finally gets to the Zrika and he has a machshava poseles, it's Igloi Milsalam Afreya that was the machshava that he started with in the case of Stam when he implemented his shechita. However, I need the sefer now. Because what happens in a case where he had a machshava machshira, he started with a machshava l'shem Pesach, so it's not a case of stam, and then when he got to the zrika, he did the zrika l'shem shlomim. That zrika l'shem shlomim could not in any way impact on the machshavas ha-shchita, and therefore maybe we have a contradiction now, which has to be reconciled, between his machshava at the time of Shechita, which was the Shem Pesach, and his machshava of at the time of Zrika for L'Shem Zevach. And that's when he says, the Achidishu Sha'af Biofen Zeh, Machsheves Hapsul Mafkia Midei Hechshar Karma. Meaning the machshava at the end, Shelo L'Shma has a power to undermine the machshava machshira, the machshava lishma at the beginning of the avoda during shechit. And now we're up to the next toshma. Toshma, now that we disproved the raya, the hukhacha from the beginning of the Mishnah, now the Gemara wants to be poshet, he wants to come to some conclusion in Rav Papa's sofek from the next part of the Mishnah. And the next part of the Mishnah says, O shelo lishmo, vilishmo pasul. Meaning, not only when he started, let me put it this way, not only when he finally ended the Zrika with the Machshava shelo lishmo, but even if he started his Shechita with the Machshava shelo lishmo, and he completed the Avodah with the Machshava lishmo, Hechi dami. Inem, if you're going to tell me which is one side in the suffix, the vacillation of a puppet, shtei avodos. So that means he had a steer in two machshavas during two different avodos. Is then, the Gemara asked the following question. We could have learned this din in the Kal Vachomer from the case of Lishmo v'shalo Lishmo. Hashta, now in the case of Lishmo, Vishalo Lishmo, which means his original Machshava was Lishmo. And he did an Avodah, which was implemented Kedasu Kedin, Lishmo. And then, he had a Machshava for a different Avodah of Shalo Lishmo. So again, he started with a machshava lishma, then he gets to another avoda, and he had a machshava shelo lishma. Amrit, the Mishnah says, posel the carbon is posel, even though he began with what? With a machshava kshera, meaning machshava lishma, shelo lishma. Vilishmo mi boy, is there any need to tell me that if he started with a machshava in the first avodah shelo lishma, that the carbon is possible? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. We know that immediately when he has a machshava haposeles, the carbon is possible. El alav means, isn't it so that we have no choice over here? And we have to say that it's osa avoda. So he thought that he would do the same avoda lishma. Now at this point, what the Gemara is going to introduce is what I call the symmetry of the Mishnah. If I can prove to you conclusively that the Mishnah is addressing one particular scenario in the Sefer, then I must assume that that scenario is addressed by the Reish itself, unless the Mishnah changes the case. And the only change that we have here between the Reish and the Sefer is in the sequence of Machshavas Lishma and Machshavas Shelo Lishma. And since we're talking about two avodos, again, the Gemara is trying to disprove that possibility, then in the case we started with Lishmo and then he ended with Shelo Lishmo and yet the carbon is possible, how much more so if he started with a Machshava Shelo Lishmo? Which again, let's reread the language of Gemara. Hashto Lishmo v'Shelo Lishmo, the carbon is possible. Amrit possible. is shalo lishmo v'lishmo miboy. Did the Mishnah have to tell me a more extreme case where he started a machshava shalo lishmo? That doesn't make any sense. Imagine he shechted the Korban Pesach shalo lishmo. L'shem shlov. Kaput. Finito. How do we say in those pinball games, you know, game over? El olav b'avoda achas. You're going to have to talk about a case of avoda achas. And then we have a chiddush that if he has two machshavas asosros, we're going to take the machshava poselas. If we want to maintain the integrity of the Mishnah, it makes sense that the Mishnah, the Reish, is addressing the same Hechatimtza, the same facts on the ground, as the Sefer. If we've proven conclusively that the Sefer is Bavoda Achas, otherwise there's no Chiddush, then the Reish likewise is talking about a case of Bavoda Achas. And he says, Hutzrach, I'm going to just read to you the note here. He says, Hutzrach atano l'lamdenu shnei dinin. Hadin harishonu im chasha bavoda achas l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo korban posel. And that we need to teach me that we reject Rabbi Meir who holds tfos l'shon rishon. So if he started with the machshava ha-machshiras ha-korban, which means l'shem Pesach, then we're not going to apply the principle of Tfos Lashon Rishon if he changes his machshava towards the end of the Shechita, which is called Avodah Achas, then he passes the Karmon against Rabbi Meir, holds Tfos Lashon Rishon. So this is a Gevaldik Chiddush of the Mishnah against Rabbi Meir if you hold Avodah Achas. U'machshavto ashniya mo'ilo lifsol es ha-karmon. Not like Rabbi Meir, who says Tfos Lashon Rishon. V'adin Hasheni she'im chashav bi'avoda achas she'makriv shelo lishma u'lishma, that within one avoda yad machshava shelo lishma lishma, the korban is posel. That's teaching me a different principle, that ein machshava shnia mevatelis es machshavto Harishona, and since he had a machshava at the end, his gemar dvarav was lishma. I might think that that undermines and neutralizes his original machshava, his first machshava, which was shelo lishma. Is therefore the Mishnah teaches me that the second machshava does not have the power to undermine the first machshava. We have to deal with both machshavas. That's the shita of Rav Yossi. And therefore, we have a machshava haposeles, which in this case is the machshava rishon. So the Gemara rejects it, and with this, we'll complete our discussion here of the Gemara. Lo li ola b'shtei avodos. We're going to go back to the possibility of shtei avodos. Ah, if it's shtei avodos, then Bidinu de lo itzrichle, I really don't need the Tana to teach me that if in one avoda he had a machshava of shalol lishman, he had another machshava of lishman, a different avoda, that the korban is possible, because if the machshava rishona passels the korban, then there's nothing that could possibly be machsha the korban. But I'm going to apply the principle of ID. ID means that very often the Sefer completes the Reisha. And whatever the Reisha is talking about, the Sefer just flips it the other way around. ID the Tani Shalol Lishmo V'Shalol Lishmo Tani Nami Shalol Lishmo V'Lishmo. Right, the Tana had to teach me the first din that if the, at the time of the Shechita he had a Machshava of Lishmo, but at the time of the Zrika he had a machshava shelo lishmo, the carbon is possible. Is tanya nami shelo lishmo v'lishmo. So in the second din, he tells me the exact opposite. Even though, again, if it's the exact opposite, and he started with the machshava haposeles of shalol lishma, then it's obvious. But since he wanted to tell me the chiddush in the reisha of lishma, where he started with the machshava lishma, and you might think that we're not going to undermine that machshava when he has at the end of the avoda a machshava shalol lishma, or I should say not the end of the avoda, but here we're talking about two avodos, is tani nami. He therefore says the din in the sefer in the opposite style, meaning that he started with shalol lishma and then he went on to lishma, which again is totally unnecessary and superfluous, but the Mishnah applies this Aydi D'Tani. And Aydi D'Tani means that the Mishnah very often will fill in all the blanks and cover all the cases, one case and then the opposite case, even though we could derive the opposite case logically from the first. Now, what we failed to mention here in our discussion was the Shita Ben Nanas in Baba Basra Kufay, which is Tofsin Sof Dvarav. We only except in a case of a contradiction, the last machshava that he had. And if you take a look at Tosus, Dira Maskil Shalo, here on Daf Samach, you'll see that he makes reference to that shita of Ben Nanas. Now, the Tzlach says the following. L'chore yesh hechrech shegam Ben Nanas sover kirab Yosi. That af besof tvar of Adam, and umasha benana sover shetofsim rak esof dvarov shel adam who be ofen shomar mido bechevel ani mocher lecha bein chaser bein yeser. That we have two segments of his statement. This is the mocher talking to the lokeach. In Dvarim Asosim Legamri Zetze, because he said, Mido Bechevel Ani Mocher Lecha means, I'm selling you a Dvar Mesuyam that will be measured by a Chevel. But at the end he said, Bein Chasa Bein Yeser, that I am selling it to you in an estimation, and we don't need a Dvar Mesuyam. And shtei alishonos elu sosrim zedze vi enom yicholim liskayim yachad ubiofen ze af Rabbi Yosi mode she'ein tovsim es kol dvar. Meaning that Rabbi Yosi only says af besol dvar vadam nitfas in a case where you could accept both statements and each machshava stands on its own and it's valid. And we could reconcile these two machshavas by splitting the carbon into two parts. However, in the case of Benanas, there it's irreconcilable, meaning his tchilas dvarav and his sos dvarav are sosrim zetze legamre, in an irreconcilable way. And that's where Benanas says that tofsim rak es sof dvarav shel odem, we only take the last statement, even if it's contradicted by his earlier statement. Okay, Rabosei, so here's where we're going to stop on Daf Samach. We're up to Toshma, Shochto Shalo, Li Ochlo.